The third aspect of my subject is that of science as a method of finding things out. This method is based on the principle that observation is the judge of whether something is so or not. All other aspects and characteristics of science can be understood directly when we understand that observation is the ultimate and final judge of the truth of an idea. But prove, used in this way, really means test, in the same way that 100-proof alcohol is a test of the alcohol, and for people today, the idea really should be translated as, the exception tests the rule, or, put another way, the exception proves that the rule is wrong. That is the principle of science. If there is an exception to any rule, and if it can be proved by observation, that rule is wrong. The exceptions to any rule are most interesting in themselves, for they show us that the old rule is wrong. And it is most exciting, then, to find out what the right rule, if any, is. The exception is studied along with other conditions that produce similar effects. The scientist tries to find more exceptions and to determine the characteristics of the exceptions, a process that is continually exciting as it develops. He does not try to avoid showing that the rules are wrong. There is progress and excitement in the exact opposite. He tries to prove himself wrong as quickly as possible. The principle that observation is the judge imposes a severe limitation to the kind of questions that can be answered. They are limited to questions that you can put this way. If I do this, what will happen? There are ways to try it and see. Questions like, should I do this? And, what is the value of this? Are not of the same kind. But if a thing is not scientific, if it cannot be subjected to the test of observation, this does not mean that it is dead, or wrong, or stupid. We are not trying to argue that science is somehow good and other things are somehow not good. Scientists take all those things that can be analyzed by observation, and thus the things called science are found out. But there are some things left out, for which the method does not work. This does not mean that those things are unimportant. They are, in fact, in many ways, the most important. In any decision for action, when you have to make up your mind what to do, there is always a should involved, and this cannot be worked out from, if I do this, what will happen, alone. You say, sure, you see what will happen, and then you decide whether you want it to happen or not. But that is the step the scientist cannot take. You can figure out what is going to happen, but then you have to decide whether you like it that way or not. There are in science a number of technical consequences that follow from the principle of observation as judge. For example, the observation cannot be rough. You have to be very careful. There may have been a piece of dirt in the apparatus that made the color change. It was not what you thought. You have to check the observations very carefully, and then recheck them, to be sure that you understand what all the conditions are, and that you did not misinterpret what you did. It is interesting that this thoroughness, which is a virtue, is often misunderstood. When someone says a thing has been done scientifically, often all he means is that it has been done thoroughly. I have heard people talk of the scientific extermination of the Jews in Germany. There was nothing scientific about it. It was only thorough. There was no question of making observations and then checking them in order to determine something. In that sense, there were scientific exterminations of people in Roman times and in other periods when science was not so far developed as it is today and not much attention was paid to observation. In such cases, people should say thorough or thoroughgoing instead of scientific.